This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs.
Conversation about crops, conversation about carving a new niche for yourself. If you're an American family farmer, this program is for you. It's actually a focus on farms, family, food, what's going on, what can we do to help save the American family farm. I was encouraged this past weekend. I went to an auction in Pennsylvania, a tractor auction. I'm in need of a couple of new tractors. Some of my tractors are getting pretty old and tired, so I wanted to update. And I went expecting to get a couple of good deals, frankly. Don't we all, when we go to auctions, expect to get a good deal? Yeah, let's get it. Well, I went to the heart of cow country. Heart of dairy country in central Pennsylvania, Williamsburg, Pennsylvania. And the auction was on a number of pieces of Massey Ferguson equipment, which is pretty... I have mostly Massey Ferguson tractors. I am trying to standardize. For those of you familiar with that brand and the models, I have 180s, I have half a dozen 180s, and I have three or four 1100s, and those do the work. The 1100s are the heavy-duty workhorses, and the 180s are good, a utility tractor for all kinds of things, for raking, a lot of hay stuff, because I do a lot of haying, but good for things, for crop work. They're a good tractor. Every once in a while, I need something sort of in the middle. I have some other Massey Ferguson 4235s and 4270s and that sort of thing. So anyway, I expected, the point of the conversation is that I expected to get some good deal because the price of milk down there is 18 bucks a hundredweight, which is off of what it cost them to make the milk, and I expected there wasn't going to be a lot of money. Last couple of years when I've gone to auctions, I've found that the auctioneers either will say or the attitude will be things are tough. And maybe the other side is, maybe if I flip it over, maybe things are tough and people are spending more money for used equipment because they don't have the money to buy new equipment. That's a way of looking at it. But anyway, the prices that were paid for the equipment, I was with the dealer who happened to have a Massey Ferguson shop across the street from where the auction was being held, and he told me what he thought the tractors that I was interested in, there were three of them, would bring. And they all brought about twice what he said they were going to bring, which I thought was fascinating. Again, this guy's been living in that area, selling tractors all his life, knows the economy, so I think he was pretty shocked, as were a lot of the other people. It was good. A lady who was selling them, her husband had died at the hands. See, this is another sort of adjunct to the conversation here. Her husband had been in a pen with a bull, and the bull took after this guy and basically killed him. It's very dangerous. You got to be very, very careful. I think that sounds like it's rhetorical and like everybody should know better, but when a guy who's 69 years old gets into a pen with a bull to do whatever it was he was doing and the bull takes him apart, it's a warning sign. It really is. So at any rate, that's my report on my farm activities for this past weekend. There's another report here. Normally, the first part of our American Family Farmer is a focus on some of the news. So I wanted to give you some good news, or at least what I thought was some good news, from the campaign of Democrat Governor Jay Inslee of Washington. He's ended his campaign seeking the presidency, but he's been very active when talking about how to maintain our planet, climate issues, that sort of thing. And he had a policy proposal that I really thought was fabulous for the American family farmer. It's a plan for the farmer to engage him and herself in saving the planet, in essence, using plant-based materials that can be grown on our family farms. And the plan is to pay farmers to sequester carbon dioxide, that is, to trap fertilizers that cause a lot of algae blooms in water, clean up the water, that sort of thing. I think most of the farmers I know, anyway, want to be good environmentalists. Their first priority is avoiding bankruptcy, however. And so if we are going to pay farmers for environmental services, that could be something that, farmers are kind of at the government because they're so restrictive. One of the things that I like about this is that there's much more being planted, much more green, and farmers are being paid at a premium under this plan. Massive spike in the line of funding for this sort of work, which would then produce more, it's an organic win, but it's also great for the air, the oxygen. The more green we have, the more we get the carbon out of the air, and we increase the flow of oxygen. So to pay farmers for doing that, we're talking a lot of money here to clean up the air, but we need to be encouraging our family farmers. And this plan it was on the web for a while. It's hard to find right now. The ag nerds found it and put it back up again. I don't know why it was taken down. Maybe some of the interests that don't want to have clean air, the oil companies, fossil fuel companies, are responsible for that. But anyway, using petroleum products for all kinds of things. Wouldn't it be neat if we overhaul the system by replacing a lot of the petroleum products with things that came from the land, things that farmers can grow, things that farmers can connect to. So I'm taking my hat off to the proposal that Jay Inslee put forth. It's a very positive step if it can get some traction. One of the things also I was talking about last week at this auction with a lot of the farmers who were there is whether or not they still support Trump. And interestingly enough, because this area was a big Trump area, and they said, most of them said yes, they did, because they didn't see anybody in the Democratic Party who had the best interests of farmers at heart. Inslee may have been one of them, but he isn't going to run, so that takes care of that. I think the farming community has a real problem in not only who the president is, but also who the representatives are, because most of the ag states and most of these ag reps are bought and paid for by the huge ag conglomerates. And that's going to be the subject of our conversation in a moment. We're going to meet Scott Faber, who is from the Environmental Working Group. We're going to talk about who's getting the money from the farm bailouts. You're going to be really annoyed if you haven't followed this in as much detail as we're going to give to you. But it's outrageous, frankly, outrageous. Let's see if we can trim a little bit off of your waistline. You game for this? You want to get healthy? You want to stay healthy? You want to do it the right way? You want to eat better? And you want to feel better? And that can happen as a result. I tell you, a lot of the farmers that I saw at this auction were overweight, man, really overweight. Time for you to pay attention. And it isn't for, you don't do crash dieting, don't take drugs, don't do stimulants. You want to do any of that stuff. You want to make the healthy choice. After all, you're a farmer. You're growing healthy food. You want to be healthy yourself. And Calitrin has been proven to help with weight loss, better rest. You take four of these Calitrins before you go to sleep, and it goes to work reproducing collagen in your system, which our bodies normally make until we're in our 20s, and then we stop. So this jump starts the production of collagen again. You need about 6 months of the program to have it work the way it's supposed to so that you will lose the weight. No trick there. But keeping it off is a problem, and that's why Calitrin is so popular. It's so healthy. It makes so much sense. So get on the program now. Go to toploss.com or calitrin.com. It's the same thing. You can go to the same website. The special deal for a Labor Day, buy three Calitrins, get three free using the DJB code. All right, so let's push ourselves all ahead and look for a better feeling. We like the way we feel when we aren't overweight, carrying all that extra weight around. So whatever your goal is, tell yourself you want to keep the weight off. Will you? 7 pounds, 30 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever it is. Let's lose the weight and keep it off the special safe way with Calitrin at calitrin.com. The Labor Day sale with the DJB code. You buy three, and you get three free. So you stay on the program 6 months, lose the weight, and keep it off with Calitrin.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye's 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Scott Faber, who is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Environmental Working Group. We've been talking a little about what your message is here, and I want to get right to it because it has been a frequent theme in the last year of this program as to all the yak about farm help, and we're going to give billions of dollars to farmers, and who's actually getting it. I'm reminded of an expression, Mr. Faber, a healthy attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from somebody else. In this circumstance, there are a lot of farmers who are down, and they still, I was talking about being at an auction this past weekend and talking to a lot of farmers who still seem to support Trump. I think they just don't understand. They're not reading their trades because the money isn't going to the farmers. I get my share. I'm a farmer as well as being a broadcaster. I got $189, and I still haven't seen the money yet out of this fabulous bailout. So where's the money going?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Doug. Unfortunately, the lion's share of the trade bailout money is going to exactly the wrong farmers. It's going to the largest and most successful farmers, the farmers who are best able to weather this trade storm that's been created by President Trump. The top 10% of all the money, more than half of all the money is going to the top 10% of recipients. Or another way of saying that is that if you are in the top 1%, if you're one of the biggest recipients of these trade bailout payments, you're getting about $183,000. And there are some folks who've gotten more than $1 million. If you're in the bottom 80% of trade bailout recipients, you might be getting a few thousand dollars or $189 in your case. So, yep. So the money's going to the wrong people. It's not going to the farmers who are really harmed and struggling as a result of this trade war. It's going to the folks who have the resources to get by.
Well, the people who have the resources to be connected to politicians. More on this coming right up here on the American Family Farmer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Remind you of a way for you to keep up with our discussions of help on the farm, growing on the farm, machinery on the farm, technology on the farm. In the middle of eating some fresh peaches from my peach tree here. The American Family Farmer is something I came up with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We did it as a podcast at first, and then it became a program that now is a podcast, but also on 247 stations, last count, around the country that carry this information to people who hopefully glean some important attitudes from it. And I have my own attitude, which I'm going to share with you in a minute about these farm subsidies. Actually, the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com has news about the growing trend of consumers who are looking for locally grown food. Government is considering issuing more farm visas to migrant farm workers. And, of course, as usual, they're making a mess of it. We talk about that on the American Family Farmer podcast that's up, the most recent one. Then I talked to Roger Johnson, who's president of the National Farmers Union, on this podcast. He's been around for 14, 15 years, I think. He's a third-generation farmer, comes from North Dakota. He was the ag commissioner there before he came to the NFU. So he is somebody who understands how to participate in all of this stuff. He said, we were talking about the trade wars, not unlike what we were just talking about here with a fellow from the Environmental Working Group. He said to me, quote, "It's no surprise that China is slapping even more tariffs on our products. Every time Trump escalates his trade war, China calls his bluff. And why would we expect anything different? And no surprise that farmers are again the target. In the past 3 years, soybean exports to China have fallen 80%. And once the tariffs kick in, it's probably going to be worse. So what's going to happen? I am a member of the National Farmers Union. I find the whole thing reprehensible. And I'm going to talk more about that and how it pieces together. But if you want to hear the discussion with Roger Johnson, it's the current podcast, the most recent podcast, available now at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. All right, so we all know the last couple of years have been tough. The last couple of decades have been tough. Heck, you can go back to the Dust Bowl era, been tough on American farmers, and yet many stay on the land. Many families want to keep it going. But the debt that farmers have, the loan delinquencies farmers have, the bankruptcies farmers have, the suicides farmers have, that's all, those numbers are rising. And part of it is bad political judgment on the part of our leaders, bad policy on the part of the government, and also people who aren't farmers, people who eat the food that we grow but don't appreciate where it comes from. And why should they? They don't really, we're not doing a great job of telling people, of, if you will, bragging or just getting the message out as to how important it is, you know, to have the local, the corner of the world that your friendly local farmer has. You buying produce from the local farmer this summer? You getting milk from the local producer? Or are you going to the store and buying it because it's convenient? Well, you're part of the problem, because a lot of these things that you think are fresh and local are coming from huge farms, not even in your county or even in your state. Now, sometimes you can find that stuff in the stores, but more often than not, you're really getting the freshest and the best produce, the best for your family. If you're really thinking about your family and your health, then you should be going to the local farmers. The local boer movement is strong. Follow them. Go to the family farms and try to help them keep out of loan delinquencies and bankruptcy problems. They can only do that if you support them. That's my, I guess I don't know if that's advice, that's my thought anyway, as I'm thinking out loud. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Focus here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. My farm is Eastley Farm. You can go on Facebook, facebook.com/ Eastley Farm, EASTLEIGH, or EastleyFarm.com, just to kind of nose around and see what I do with the assets that I have. And I don't have many more or less assets because of the government bailout. I don't want the bailout. I don't want the government involved in what I do at all. But some can't afford that luxury. I don't even know if I can afford it. I just don't want the government in my business, in my face, and around my operation. I don't. I have nothing to hide, but I don't. I find most of the time my experience with the government is negative because most of the people around now don't know what the hell they're talking about. They don't have any clue when it comes to dairying, husbandry. It's just a bunch of kids that have gone to school who have theory but no practice. No farm kids are getting involved, or a lot of these circumstances find themselves without farm families to sort of interpret what's going on. And perhaps that's what the problem is here. Scott Faber is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs at the Environmental Working Group. We're talking about the number of people who have procured money, government money, in this trade war bailout. People that own golf courses and lobbyists and that sort of thing. And I almost, Scott, give Trump a pass, even though he's the boss. He's a hamburger-eating guy that lives in New York City. He doesn't know anything about farming. He doesn't care about farming. The very last appointment he made was as agriculture secretary. Sonny Perdue was a lightweight. I don't think he's a bad human being. I just think he's a lightweight. And one of the good old boys slapping everybody on the back from Georgia. He's not clued into this. Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, I think Sonny Perdue
when he before he was Secretary Perdue, was not just Governor Perdue. He was a farmer himself who collected nearly $1 million in subsidies. So he's
well aware
of the loopholes and all the ways that people can exploit these programs to enrich themselves. He could have, Sonny Perdue could have, decided to say, look, we know which farmers are struggling because we can look at their household income, not necessarily how much they're earning from farming, but and say, these are the folks who are on the verge of losing everything. Let's help them.
Yeah.
And instead, we use the same formulas that have given all the money to the biggest guys for decades and ignored the fact that the farms with more than $1 million in sales have farm household income of more than $300,000 a year. Why on earth is the government giving a check to anyone with farm household income of more than $300,000 a year? It doesn't make any sense unless you yourself have been taking money from these programs for many years as Secretary Perdue has.
But it's deeper than that even for me. When I look at the largest bailout recipient, this partnership, a soybean coalition in Missouri, they got $987,000. That's $1 million. It's basically, it's like the banks that are buying out restaurants. It's that kind of stuff. And you look at some of these other people on here that have in their title, the word farm is there, but they're all bankers, and they're all people who are investors, and they're people who are in the commodities business, and they're watching, you know, the hedge funds are into this stuff in a big way, soybean production especially, cotton, all of these things, corn, the projections that people, you know, these guys are investors just like people invest in real estate, or they invest in, you know, automotive company, whatever it is, you know, they're not farmers. None of these people are farmers.
Well, your point's a great point, because that one farm that you mentioned in southeastern Missouri, that partnership actually owns three separate farms that has so far collected almost $3 million in Trump bailout payments. And it's, to your point, these are businesses that have very sophisticated lawyers who figured out how to create corporate entities that can continue to collect dollars regardless of need. They continue to siphon money out of the Treasury regardless of whether they are truly in need of government assistance. And you know, these are folks who've just decided it's easier to farm the Treasury than it is to farm the land.
Yeah.
And so that, and you know, and so I can see, right, farmers who are struggling ought to be, as you said, pissed off. This can't be anything but deeply frustrating if you're trying to figure out how to make it to the end of the year.
Well, there are a couple of other adjuncts to this. Before we talk about the next round of bailouts, I want to talk about something that I discussed before you went on. Jay Inslee, governor of Washington, was a candidate for president and dropped out. But he left, his parting shot was something that's great for the family farmer, I thought, and great for the environment. I'm sure you're all over this. The environmental working group is all over the plan to have farmers do things that will increase the amount of oxygen in the air through photosynthetic processes, green growing, pay farmers to grow stuff that will help the atmosphere as well as help our stomachs. And I don't know if you know that. Do you know the program we're talking about?
I do. Yeah. No, I think a number of elected leaders, presidential candidates have proposed to dramatically increase funding to pay farmers through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program or the Conservation Stewardship Program to use fertilizer with greater precision, so less nitrous oxide is going up into the air, and to farm in ways that stores more carbon in the ground so that it's staying in the ground and not going up into the air. And those are programs that don't discriminate against small farmers or favor big farmers. Those are programs that pay farmers when they take steps to reduce emissions or store carbon in the ground. So, you know, just imagine we're about to spend $30 billion in Trump bailout payments because of a trade war we didn't need to fight. Imagine what we could have done with that $30 billion if we'd rewarded farmers when they took steps to use fertilizer with a little bit greater precision or stored carbon in the ground. And all of those practices also help keep nitrogen out of our drinking water supplies and just make our rural communities healthier. So it's just a tragic waste of resources that could have been much better spent. It's really a shame.
Well, I think you and I might have a little bit of a difference, and it's okay. I think it's healthy. We ought to be discussing these things, the whys and the wherefores. The trouble is, everybody's become so politically polarized, they don't get to the heart of the matter. They just look at who's in favor of it and who's against it, and that's where they go. It's like a bad talk radio program. So in this circumstance, I think we have been taken advantage of by the Chinese. I don't think we really know that much about China. We buy too much stuff from them. We are balanced when it comes to what we borrowed from them. I mean, we've done a lot of things that have been since the, frankly, I look back to what happened September 11th and then the subsequent attack in Iraq and things that have gone awry since then. And it's just, it's bad leadership. It's stupid. It's helping people. I mean, the same can be said for the military industrialists as can be said for these big-time farmers, how they're benefiting from all of the skirmishes around the world, or when we threaten people and make everybody nervous, let's build more weapons, you know, that kind of crap. I don't buy, I'm not into that. But I am thinking that the Chinese need to have a little comeuppance, as do some of the other people who are our trading partners.
I mean,
it's got to be some common sense. The problem is, it's Trump's way or the highway too often, and that's not, you know, nobody wants to, I mean, it's just Trump. I mean, look at the people on the other side. Nobody wants to negotiate. They just want to throw stones. Nothing good happens with that, in my mind, anyway.
Yeah, no, and you know, I think, I don't think anyone thinks that our trading system is fair and necessarily serving Americans.
Smart.
Especially farmers.
Yeah,
but no group probably supported President Trump more than
the farmers.
Right. Especially the farmers who built these big markets in China.
Yeah.
I mean, they took literally a generation to open these markets to our soybeans and other farm products, and now to turn around and sort of hold these farmers hostage as part of a strategy to get a better deal with China. It just seemed wrong. And then to turn around and say we're not going to, you know, we're only going to help the biggest, most successful farmers with these Trump checks.
With borrowed money from China. We're borrowing this. We're $22 trillion in debt, and $14 trillion of it is Chinese money that we've basically spent with them. So we're borrowing our own money. We buy stuff, goes to China, they keep the money, they put it in the bank, they loan it to us, and around the circle goes. So it's a very interesting cycle. In a moment, I would like to spend our last couple of minutes talking about the next round of bailouts. Maybe you can help us understand what they may look like, Scott. Thanks for being here. Hold on. The aches and pains that farmers have as we grow older, I certainly have found this because I have fallen off my share of tractors. I've bumped into things. I've injured my hand. I've done all kinds of stuff that have given me aches and pains, and I'm sure you have as well. Maybe you've had a couple of operations to fix things that have malfunctioned. You've gotten older and you've gotten achier. Maybe I can help you out. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I can. If you pay attention to my message about Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil, it'll be a game changer for you. If you're living with aches and pains as a result of accidents, as a result of sports injuries, as a result of an operation, whatever it is, old farm pains will chase them away. If you go to the website achefree.live, that's the official site for Joint Formula 14. The company is Sierracil. Their website, achefree.live, gives you the info that you need to have so you get relief or you get your money back. And the significance of Joint Formula 14, the name, is that you'll get relief in 14 days or you get your money back. And to make it even better, when you go to achefree.live, the website, use the DJV code, and you'll be able to buy Joint Formula 14 for 50% off the retail price. So get relief fast. It stays there. You'll want it. You'll like it. You'll embrace it. You'll tell other people about it. Joint Formula 14 for all those aches and pains. Get it at achefree.live.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
All right, let's get back, spend a few more minutes with Scott Faber from the Environmental Working Group. So what do you think the next round of bailouts? There's been, what, $16.5 billion, I think, so far. So what's next? Who's going to get the next?
Well, unfortunately, to your point about big pension funds and investors holding land and renting it to farmers, the big change in the next round of bailout payments will be to tie the payments to the number of acres farmed, not the amount you produce. And so that will further skew these payments towards the farmers and farm businesses that own the most land, as opposed to the people who've actually produced a crop and ultimately tied those payments to the question of whether or not they are in need. I mean, this is obviously crazy because, you know, there's no other social safety net and program in the country that doesn't include a means test and an asset test. We always ask, do you have resources? How much money are you earning? Do you really need government assistance? With the MFP program, we're going in the exact opposite direction. We're giving people money regardless of whether they need it.
It's corrupt. It's corruption to the nth degree, and people need to know more about it so that they can ask these questions of these various candidates. Scott, thank you for being here and explaining what's going on. Scott Faber, who is with the Government Affairs Department at the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org.
The best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep.
You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep, healthiq.com/easy.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, a program aimed at helping family farms and farmers, family farm-owned businesses, the locavores that use the products that we grow, people who are connected. It's the food family farm thing. It's a very practical way of us looking at the future. I'd like to share optimism with those of you who are my friends in the farmer world. I think I am optimistic most of the time, but this stuff pisses me off, frankly, and I don't mean to get crude, but when I look at these payments, who's getting them? It's such a ruse. It's so outrageous. So we have with us Scott Faber, who's from the Environmental Working Group. They've surveyed all of this information from the farm bailout payments. You and I may have not been on the same side of like the Food Safety Modernization Act, because that screwed basically the family farmers. And once again, the guys who have these big, big, huge businesses, these big corporations, got away pretty much scot-free. All the regulation is aimed at the people making, you know, they say, well, you don't have to do it if you make less than $500,000 a year. Well, I don't know any farmer who's making $500,000 a year in profit other than these clowns that are getting this money. A lot of it has been this, the Food Safety Modernization Act has been very harmful to smaller farmers, whether they said it was going to be or it wasn't. I know it has been. But that's not our focus here. Our focus is on people who are getting this money. So let's go through, let's take it, you can take it city by city if you want to. If you look at the USDA has the data, and so they didn't want you to get it, but from Freedom of Information requests, you got the list of the people who are getting on these lists and getting the money. They don't live in farms or on farms. Most of them are people that live in cities. Let's go through the list, starting with the people of San Francisco. Who got it there?
Overall, we found 9,000 people who live in the nation's 50 largest cities, including 70 people who live in San Francisco who somehow received one of these Trump bailout checks. It's crazy. We found 65 people in New York City. We found 63 people in L.A. We found 61 people in Washington, D.C., including lobbyists who have no connection whatsoever to any kind of farm. Many of the folks who received these Trump bailout payments live on golf courses and gated communities. So, I mean, you know, of course, every American wants to help farmers when they're struggling, and everyone understands that that President Trump's trade policies have been a disaster for farmers. But no one, I mean, literally, except for the folks who might be cashing these checks, thinks that people who live in New York City or Washington, D.C. and haven't seen a farm in years should be getting any of this money. It's just,
right.
it's a real slap in the face to the farmers who've been harmed by these terrible trade policies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go through, it's moderately amusing, if you don't look at the ramifications of it, to see
right.
where these people who got these checks live. A Minneapolis high-rise, guy lives there, got $97,000. Lakeside Community in Minnesota, a guy who lives on the lake got $96,000. For what? He's living on a lake. Yeah, you could say, well, they may own shares in some company, but we're not. That's not who needs the money. The money needs to go to the people who are on the tractors, who are harvesting the corn at the moment, who are trying to milk the cows and stay in business, not these clowns that live in these places that we're talking about here.
And you know what's even worse is that that President Trump and his team could have said, we're going to make sure that only farmers, only people who live and work on farms get these payments. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. They just chose to apply the same rules that have been gamed by subsidy recipients for decades.
All right. It's the same group. The people we should have. Congress should wear, like, you know how NASCAR guys wear their sponsors? Congress should have jackets that have their sponsors on their sleeves. Everybody should know who's paying to get them reelected. We'll continue here with Scott Faber in a few moments on the American Family Farmer.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.